You're listening to The Natural World. For KLCC, I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, April 6th, 11 a.m. Water Garden Trail, Mount Pisgah Arboretum. A warm, misty rain, scarcely distinguishable from fog, lingers over the riparian forest. Pinprick droplets create starbursts of silent, echoing concentric waves on the surface of puddles that remain on the saturated soil. Last winter's ice storm severely pruned away much of the water garden's dense, woody canopy, allowing sunlight to reach further into the shadowy understory. Fresh new leaves burst from the soil and spread out to claim every inch of newly available light. The warm, humid air is rich in oxygen from a riot of vigorous photosynthesis. Ancient burly oaks in the nearby savanna have yet to leaf out. Their branches are lushly encrusted with layers of golden-green moss and gray-green lichen. Below, newly emergent grass shoots have transformed the once straw-brown meadow into an emerald pasture. Brilliant yellow western buttercups and the pagoda-like purple inflorescences of camas add fresh traces of colorful variety to the expanse of bright green prairie. The recurved creamy petals of Oregon fawn lilies droop from delicate nodding stems rising above lance-shaped mottled leaves. The white triangular flowers of dozens of trilliums face the sky, their petals and leaves in alternate whorls of three. Sprays of pinkish-purple heart-shaped flowers bow over the divided fern-like leaves of Pacific bleeding hearts. Ahead on the trail, some jerky movements command my attention. Three Townsend's chipmunks are emerging from a den in the rotting heart of an old contorted big-leaf maple. Restless movements in their fuzzy, upright tails betray their presence. These small, striped forest mammals were named for John Kirk Townsend, a pioneer naturalist who at 25 years old joined Nathaniel Wyeth's 1834 expedition to the Pacific along with botanist Thomas Nuttall. Townsend's account of the trip across the Rockies to the Columbia is one of the most entertaining stories of Western exploration. Townsend's chipmunks are known to establish ranges of about 2 acres. They eat seeds, roots, bulbs, green plants, large insects, and even birds' eggs and fledglings. It is rare to see more than 2 individuals on a single home range. Perhaps these 3 hibernated together during extreme winter weather. The trail spans a landlocked former river channel on the newly reconstructed Atkinson Footbridge. Plate-sized leaves of yellow pond lilies swirl up from the base of each plant, reaching for the elevated surface. A rough-skinned newt floats motionless with its legs spread apart just below the surface. Skin secretions of this salamander contain a deadly toxin which can be fatal to humans. They lay up to 30 eggs singly on submerged vegetation. The newt suddenly awakens and swims away lazily with serpentine motions, seeking shelter beneath the shadow of the bridge. This is KLCC's Natural World. If you have sightings or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.